Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Tata Motors, a car company in India, has just unveiled its newest auto. It's a four-door hatchback that will sell for about $2,500, perhaps the cheapest car in the world. And that means that millions of consumers in developing countries who currently rely on motorbikes or buses or their feet will be able to achieve that dream of middle-class life and buy a car. Some commentators are welcoming this new people's car as a sign of India's progress and as a safer alternative than overcrowded buses or overloaded motorbikes. Others see a cause for worry, more smog at home, and more greenhouse emissions. Sunita Narain, director of the Center for Science and the Environment, spoke on the phone from her office in Delhi, India. She says India needs to radically improve its public transportation rather than boost the number of cars clogging the roads.
The numbers of people who travel in the bus are much larger than the numbers of people who travel by motorbike or by car. Car actually, in my city, travels only 20% of the people or less, but it occupies 90% of the road space. And that's what we want to reverse. That's what we want to change.
How do you get to work and do your own shopping?
I go to work in a car because the buses are lousy in India, in Delhi. But I would love to travel by bus or bicycle.
It's too dangerous by bicycle, though.
But I hope it will become safer. Delhi is actually now beginning to invest in bicycle lanes, and we are beginning to have our first high-capacity bus corridor. So it's a question of really how Indians will reinvent mobility and whether we in India have the confidence to be able to do what the rest of the world has not done.
So that is the question then. To what extent is India prepared to leapfrog the rest of the world, to not have snarled expressways and highways and traffic mostly at a standstill? I mean, here in the Boston area, I think they say that 100 years ago, the average speed through town was a little bit faster using a horse than it is bumper to bumper using a car. So how prepared is India to leapfrog the American and European experience?
That's a zillion-dollar question. That's the fight we have in our own country. And I think there is an understanding that perhaps we don't have to make the mistakes of the rest of the world. We are trying to say that the public objective of mobility is much greater than the private objective of making money if you own a car company.
As the number of cars go up on the road there in India, one would think that there would be more pollution and less regulations are tightened. What's the outlook for air quality with these cheap cars coming on the market?
Well, I think that's really the issue. It's not, you know, the numbers of vehicles increase, the pollution will obviously grow. The question will become how fast can tighter regulations come in, which will mandate cleaner fuel and cleaner technology. We are demanding from government that these technologies, cleaner technologies and cleaner fuel kick in as fast as possible. And the government says that it will happen in 2010. I think that's the big issue for us because already Indian cities are really very polluted, and clearly we need a different alternative.
Sunita Narain is director of the Center for Science and the Environment in Delhi, India. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Coming up, inventor Ray Kurzweil, pioneer of talking machines for the blind.
And you are listening to Living on Earth from Public Radio International.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.